Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
I have boyhood memories of motoring with my parents along a stretch of arrow-straight asphalt highway as it passed through a vast and seemingly desolate swamp in North Louisiana. Understory palmetto fronds lent a tropical ambience and obscured the ground under the tall, dark trees. The road was an incision in the forested canopy. At the time, it was one of the largest remaining tracts of bottomland hardwood forest in the region, roughly bordered by the Arkansas state line on the north, the Richland Parish line on the south, Bayou Bonadie on the west, and Beef River on the east. The swamp is bisected by Highway 2 between Marooge and Oak Grove. When I first passed through the area in the early 1960s, it was known as the Bonadie Swamp, or Upper Beef River Swamp, and its days were numbered. As is common in most intact swamps, the biodiversity and abundance of natural resources was great. Native American artifacts sprinkled over the ridges indicate that humans found nurture there for millennia. Well over a century ago, immigrants of European origin settled around the edges of the forest and tapped its wealth, mainly by hunting. One of the country's most legendary hunters, Ben Lilly, began his career here at the end of the 19th century in pursuit of bears that flourished in the dense canebrakes. The reputation of the area as prime hunting ground grew to the extent that in a few years, chartered trains were bringing hunting parties from Chicago for weeks-long adventures. The swamp survived in a sea of agriculture as long as it did because it was just that, a swamp, low in elevation and frequently flooded. But beginning in the mid-1960s, new pioneers came to the region bringing the latest farming technology and ample determination. They commenced to clear and drain the entire swamp. Soybeans and later rice replaced willow oaks and cypress brakes. Hundreds of thousands of forest-dwelling songbirds went elsewhere or nowhere. Bears could not find refuge in the likes of grain silos. So many of the new farmers came from southeast Missouri that the area became known as Little Missouri. Today, from a conservation perspective, the situation is improving a bit in Little Missouri. Landowners are beginning to realize the recreational value of natural areas. With government incentives, several thousand acres of marginal farmlands have been reforested. If they endure, the songbirds will return, and already wandering bears are monitoring the changes.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.